Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be discussing why it's a good idea to update your software. If you have a phone, computer, laptop, tablet, fridge, doorbell, car, or, well, just about any type of device, it's most likely powered by some sort of software. Software's like a tree. It's a living thing that needs to be updated every once in a while. We'll be discussing why it's a good idea to update your software, and we'll also talk about why sometimes it's better to just wait. Before we jump into this episode, let me update you on a few things. Well, we did it. We hit 1,000 downloads. Thank you to everyone that has helped me crush my goal. We are only 2 weeks into the month, technically going into the third week here. And I can't believe we did it. I am so thankful to each and every person that has tuned in to listen to my podcast. I really do hope that you found something valuable here. The next goal is to be at 2,500. Based on current trends, I should be there around the end of the year. Let's just see if we can't beat that timeline. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All. If you want to leave a message, there is a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me on there at apetechda. If you enjoy my cybersecurity content but want more, feel free to check out my TikTok. I post even more content about cybersecurity there that you might enjoy. If you love my cybersecurity content here on the podcast, you have to check out everything else I'm doing across other mediums. apetech.me/socials where you can get all the details. All right. And before we finish up this update, I do have an amazing announcement to make. I will have my very first podcast guest next week. So not next episode, but the episode after that. Expect to have an amazing guest. I'm not going to spoil it, but I've known this person for 5-6 years now, and this person was super inspirational to me and my life, had a profound impact, and it's going to be amazing to have the opportunity to interview this individual. So make sure you come back in a couple of episodes, and we're going to have something super special for you. All right, enough of the updates. Let's get into the episode. Since almost everything has software nowadays, I'm sure you've seen a message or two about updating your software, right? I want to provide two different perspectives. I want to discuss updating your software from an engineering perspective, since I am a software engineer and I've written code before, and also from a cybersecurity perspective, since I am a cybersecurity professional and have experience in that domain. So let me start with the software engineering side of the house. Coming from the software world, software is buggy. Yesterday, I was watching the F-150 Lightning product introduction where Ford announced a new truck, and I thought it was super interesting. The very first thing that they announced or highlighted, if you will, the very first thing that they highlighted when talking about the new interface of the center console for the truck is that it is going to be capable of receiving over-the-air updates, right? This is something Tesla's been doing for a long time. Not a lot of car manufacturers are doing, so it is kind of a big deal. Because usually when you have to do a software update on a car, you have to take it into the dealer, and that means it's downtime for like 1 to 2 hours, right? But the dealer is usually the only person entity authorized to do these software updates. But over-the-air updates are, I guess, something that most car manufacturers should start looking into, because it's very convenient to just wake up in the morning and have your car ready to go. But anyways, the point of bringing this up is the very first thing that they highlighted right after they said, hey, we're going to be able to do over-the-air updates is we're going to be able to fix bugs. And not sure that you want to lead your marketing material with over-the-air updates. We'll fix your bugs. It's like, well, why ship the software with bugs? But anyways, coming from the software world, software is buggy, okay? Just know that no software out there is perfect, and there's almost always some sort of a bug. So software updates are a means to patch and hopefully resolve issues with the software you have. I've personally written software before, and it's not easy, right? If it was easy, anybody would be a software engineer. And software more or less gets more buggier because of two opposing paradigm shifts, right? So you have the hardcore software engineers that write readable code that's manageable, that is very thoughtfully thought out. And then you have the programmers, the individuals that do it for the money, that do it for the title, for the prestige that is being a software engineer. But they don't necessarily understand or know how all the interworkings of a software architecture really work, right? They just know how to write a function to do some sort of execution. But usually the integration and the interweaving of these functions is where bugs come into play. So because we have so many new developers coming into the space, not really grasping, right? So many are very, and I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, right? I do believe self-taught engineers can learn all this stuff. It's just specifically like with boot camps and stuff, you just things that you're not learning and things that come with years of experience. So right out of the gate, you might be introducing some problems. But anyways, it's just not that easy, right? It's even through individuals that go through like boot camps and stuff like that, like it's challenging, right? So it takes commitment and it takes effort on an individual's end to learn how to write code, right? Because it is very hard. But yeah, so it's not easy also to account for all the edge cases, right? So you could learn how to program and your application can be pretty good and you can test it out, but there's always going to be like these extreme edge cases that you just don't think about or that you that don't come up during testing, right? And so software updates are a great way to fix, to get fixes that developers eventually find and fix, right? Specifically, like if you're a customer and you're finding these edge case scenarios, providing the feedback back to the developers, they're able to get these things fixed. And what is commonly known as bricking, sometimes software updates can also make your devices completely unusable, right? This happens because not enough testing was done on the software before getting shipped. Depending on the type of software, the manufacturer might have different configurations and they just didn't account for every single one. And it's hard to account for every permutation of your software and hardware, right? And so let me focus a little bit on this bricking thing because I kind of transitioned without telling you, but there's a good thing about updating your software from a software engineering perspective, right? You're going to get fixes to bugs, right? So if you have like typos in the interface, if you have buttons that are just aren't working or functionality that's just not 100%, these software updates tend to fix these kind of things, right? And you'll know because of the release notes and it tells you, hey, I'm fixing this stuff. Occasionally though, right, here's the con, is occasionally you will download a piece of software that will basically make your device or render your device unusable. And this is not very common, right? It is, again, an edge case, right? It's a rarity. But just, I wanted to bring it up because when you update your software and you're the type of person that's always updating their software right out of the gate, these are some of the problems you might run into. All right, so that's the software engineering perspective. Let's jump into the cybersecurity one. All right, so from a cybersecurity perspective, it's kind of a double-edged sword. When developers discover or become aware of vulnerabilities, they'll fix them and issue a software patch. Microsoft has a very famous Patch Tuesdays where every Tuesday they push out their weekly roll-up of software fixes. This is a great way to close up vulnerabilities that an attacker may take advantage of to exploit the system. Now, how do these fixes differ from the other, from what we just discussed from a software engineering perspective, right? They're very related, right? You're still manipulating code and you're still fixing code and it's still the software developer. The difference is a bug, like I was saying, is usually like a capability that's not working. It's a typo. It's something that just doesn't feel right with the overall experience of the software. From a cybersecurity perspective, though, there are vulnerabilities, right? So there's such a thing where like if you press this button 45 times, it's going to cause the app to crash and then some malicious attack can be done, right? Or it can be like if you swipe back and forth, Apple had this like notorious bug of if you hit the, if you were on FaceTime and you press the button in the right combination, you'd be able to like make a FaceTime call, but the other person wouldn't have to accept it, yet you'd still be able to hear through their microphone what was happening, right? So that's clearly like an invasion of privacy and a vulnerability because if an attacker can drop in on your conversations, well, they can potentially be hearing anything you're saying, right? So these are a different kind of, they're still a bug, right? There's still a flaw with the software, but the difference is the intent of what can you do with this flaw, right? You can't do much if you have a typo on your user interface. But if clicking on a missing button that's hidden, but you accidentally click on that part of the area and it caused the application to do something else or this unexpected behavior, that could be used to take advantage of the individual using the software, then you have a problem, right? And so that's where the cybersecurity perspective comes into play. So you want to update your software because you're going to get fixes for these things, right? Before somebody takes advantage of you and your privacy and your cybersecurity. All right, so let's jump over into discussing problems with software updates and my two thoughts about all this. All right, so the overall problem with software updates, it's that since we have so many devices that we have to update, we end up just ignoring, right? It's just another boring task. And it's something that takes your time and it's an inconvenience. This is perhaps the worst thing that can happen, though. In some cases, it's good to wait. I've personally never updated to the latest major version of a software package. I always wait until the 0.01 version, if you will. So unless you intentionally want to deal with the headaches of obtaining like the version 12.0, I would suggest you wait. Out of all the software being released, a major rev in the version is usually indicates a major new feature or system overhaul. This typically almost always comes with a high price to pay. The next version, the minor rev, right, that 12.0.1, is usually a lot better, and this is the one that I would recommend. So I do update my software frequently, but I always do like to skip that very first major version update. So if you're like in version 11.0 or 11.5 or 4.6 point something, and Apple comes out with the 12.0, highly recommend you wait until that next major one, because that first major rev is usually always pretty buggy. But other than that first major release, I almost always update my software with subsequent software revs because they will include bug fixes and vulnerability patches that we discussed earlier. To deal with being overwhelmed due to the number of applications you need to update, I recommend you do two things. One, if your system allows it, enable auto-update. The updates happen in the background and you'll never know that the system is updating until it is complete. This feature is great if updating software is stresses you out. The bad thing is, though, that you will not have any control as to what software you're updating. This is bad because most software release packages contain release notes, which let you know what to expect. So if you have auto-update enabled, you will not be able to read the release notes beforehand. And this is kind of a problem. Like if Android releases a UI update and all of a sudden you can't navigate your phone anymore because they removed the back button, right? So, and again, you wouldn't know because you didn't really read the release notes and you're going to just be hit with that sudden realization that something is different. My second tip is to dedicate a day once a week or once a month where you update all your devices all at the same time. These updates are usually very important and not updating is worse than updating, right? If a device that you own, like a car, has a vulnerability that can be exploited by a hacker, something really bad can happen. This catastrophic event could be eliminated if you just update your car software. All right, and there you have it. Why you should update your software 101 guide. Which of these methods are you currently implementing? And are you thinking of implementing any tactic that you might not have known about, right? I'm interested in finding out, how often do you update your software? Have you tried this bulk software update days, right? Maybe you got the first day of the month is your update all my software across all my devices day. I'd love to hear from you. And I want to know what you're doing. And one last thing I want to leave you with is updating your software is becoming increasingly more important. I get it that it can be annoying to have to deal with all those software updates. Back in the early days of the iPhone, I remember having to update 20 to 30 apps on my phone every week. I hope that you learned that updating your software is critical not only to the software stability, but also to increase your cybersecurity posture. Hackers have specialized software that will identify the software version on your devices, then know exactly which attacks can work on that device. This is a constant game of chicken and egg between software manufacturers and hackers. We just get to play in the game, and we should do whatever we can to stay ahead of the hackers whenever possible. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for your support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. And before I say see you on the next one, I just want to remind you, a couple episodes from now, we are going to be having our very first guest on the podcast. So please, please, please help me blow this up. Help me share this podcast with as many people as you can. I want to spread my guest's vision and message to as many people as possible. So I know my podcast is quickly growing, but yeah, if you could just help me out, spread the word, let people know, I'm going to be promoting the heck out of it on social media starting Monday of next week. So appreciate it and see you on the next one. Have a great day.